Gunshots near homeless camp in southeast Portland concern residents. Tell you what, I hear gunshots near my home, I'm going to be freaked out because that's not good. Let's get into this. Let's jump on in. So residents fear that bullets will enter their house next. That does seem like a logical progression, doesn't it? All right. Homeless people right down over there, they're shooting. They're shooting right outside of my house. That time they were shooting at each other up and down the street, as you do, you know, in a homeless encampment shootout. What are the odds that one of those bullets is going to come through my house, hit me, hit my kids, hit my wife, hit my partner, whatever it is, hit my pet, hit my refrigerator that I worked hard for? That's a damn fine fridge. Yeah, that hole in the middle, gunshot came through the kitchen window. Yeah. So when these news stories say concern residents, I'm more convinced that they are freaked the F out. Wouldn't you be? Yeah, I had a little gunfire the other day. I have nights where I just can't sleep very well, and I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and you know, you're supposed to just count sheep and do that thing where you just think about things that are going to make you go back to sleep. I like to read the news so that, you know, I'm basically working around the clock for you guys so you can have this content. Now, I just like to read the news. It makes me go to sleep. But sometimes I'll be like, what was that? You know, and you hear those, was that a backfire of a vehicle, or was that fireworks, or is that gunshot? No matter what it is, it always kind of freaks you out. Because if you go to that last one, yeah, that was gunfire. And I'm pretty sure at 4:07 a.m. last Tuesday or Wednesday, I heard two gunshots back to back, not far from my place, which, I got a bunch of homeless people coming into Bellevue now. Police are dealing with it. But you've got people out running around. You've got people out stealing stuff. They're coming from Seattle. You're going to have this kind of stuff going on. And when I hear a gunshot, yeah, not down with that, right? And unless I'm at the firing range, that's not the place that, or out hunting, that's not the place you want to hear it, right? Hey, we're in the middle of the woods. What was that? That's somebody shooting a tin can up over the yonder, up in that holler, right? Southeast Portland neighborhood says a nearby homeless camp set up along their street has now escalated, as they do, with multiple gunshots going off feet away from homes, all caught on camera. All right, what does that look like? So why is this a news story? This is part of that overall thing where people want to say, just let the homeless and their homeless encampments do their own thing. They're not hurting anybody. Well, what about when some innocent person gets shot by stray gunfire coming from the homeless encampment? All right, there's that. What about when a woman comes up and urinates on the neighbor's porch, then breaks into your house and goes to sleep in your 10-year-old's bed? You have a confrontation with them. She throws an ottoman at you. She then leaves and tries to go break into your another next door neighbor's house. That's literally a podcast. It's probably out now by the time you're seeing this. And that was caught on camera too. So why are these newsworthy stories? Because this is what's going on, and concerned people want to know what is happening. Well, this is what's coming out of your homeless encampments. And not every single one of these folks living there, you know, is wielding a gun and shooting. But oftentimes the ringleaders, the homeless encampments, they're packing heat. Can't tell you how many times I've talked with folks and, you know, we're talking about, hey, should we, you know, go look at that encampment? Should we talk about? And oftentimes I'm like, yeah, no, because the answer is, yeah, we could go see them. But, you know, the leader there, he's packing a 9mm. He's got a Glock. He's got a Glock on him at all times. I just don't want to be around crazy drug addicted people with loaded guns. You know, you guys want me to get interviews and stuff with these folks. Yeah, I like living. So there's that, right? So what does the gunshot sound like? Let's go ahead and let's get that video going right here. So this is, you know, video footage off of their rear porch kind of deal. And you can see some kid kind of booking it out into the rear street or the rear alley. And you hear the pop, 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 pop. I mean, this has happened in somebody's backyard, literally in somebody's backyard, and caught on a camera. So, and this is Southeast Portland. Northeast Portland got a bunch of stuff going on as well. I mean, all over Portland, right? They're worried if someone will be hurt if this continues, but also they want more solutions for the unhoused caught in the middle. All right. Now, we want more solutions for the unhoused caught in the middle as well. But oftentimes, the unhoused caught in the middle, they're not caught in the middle. They're plunking themselves in the middle, and they're doing this stuff because they know there's not enough cops make any arrests. They know there's not enough prosecutors. They're going to put them behind bars because the judges are just, you know, not really going to do much. So you've just got people running around Portland willy-nilly, and these are the stories that we are hearing on the regular. Little businesses closing down. Thrift shop closing down. People throwing rocks at other cars driving by because they're crazy and they should be in an insane asylum somewhere, and they're not. They're out just wreaking havoc on society. And then we wonder, why aren't things going well in Portland? I mean, you know, we decriminalized all the drugs and we decriminalized most lawless actions. I mean, that's a free-for-all now. I don't understand why things aren't going well. That's literally what we've done. And then most of us are like, okay, saw that one coming. Yep, okay, saw that one coming. Somebody literally had the gall to put one in the comments where the reason Portland's having such a tough time is because violence by the police. And like, really? Because I was there, didn't really experience that, but I experienced a lot of violence from Black Lives Matter and Antifa collectively. I experienced a lot of that, but yeah, overzealous police? No, didn't really see that. And I was there firsthand. So unless you were there, gonna go with my opinion. Plus, you know, it's my podcast. So nestled in Southeast Portland's Monta Villa neighborhood, David Rowe and his wife were up late last week renovating a home. I was thinking that one through. I'm like, and I've done that, you know, all right, just got to paint out this one last bedroom. Got to finish the ceiling. Got to install that light. Yeah, it's 1 o'clock in the morning, but I'm so close. You know, you got tenants moving in, whatever. You just want to finish the damn thing and move on with your life. And you know that you're just creating equity and, you know, all that real estate stuff. If you were like hanging that chandelier, hanging that light, and you hear pop, 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 pop outside of your window, does that make you think about said renovations any differently? I would. I'd be like, yeah, okay, all right. Yeah, let's go back to that location theory. And where are we? Okay, yeah, homeless encampment down the street. Maybe you're living there. Maybe you're going to live there forever. But to me, renovations in, you know, areas like that, it's like, oh, okay, yeah, got to consider that. They want to make their house better, and they've got riffraff out in the backyard taking shot and shooting rounds at each other. Yeah, that one bullet comes through their house. Yeah, brutal. This was just after 10 p.m. They heard arguing coming from a homeless camp less than a block away, a few hundred feet away. We could hear some voices and shouting, and that's kind of common arguments, Rose said. Then we could hear gunfire, and this is not firecrackers. This is automated gunfire. Pow, pow, pow. And you could hear it on the audio, right? You're just boom, 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 boom. They took shelter in their basement until they could find out what was going on, adding that other neighbors also later came to check in on them. Yeah, as you do. Could you imagine? You know, it's 11 o'clock at night. All right. You know, you're peeking out of your basement. Anybody there? You're walking out the front door with your bat or whatever weapon it is that you have. I mean, that's crazy stuff. And then people want to say, let the people live in the homeless encampments. They're not hurting anybody. Well, that's not necessarily true, is it? Shots fired? Where are those shots going? We don't know. We don't know where they're ending up. They took shelter in their basement. I checked the cameras, and I was just astonished how close they were to the house. And they were right here on the front, Rose said. Okay, maybe it's the front of the house. We've all talked since this time, and we look out for each other. And when there's a shooting like this, especially with that many rounds going off, it's a big concern. Concern? I would be freaked out. I like living. That's why I don't do some of the stories you guys want me to do. Cause I'm like, okay, yeah, all right. Odds of, you know, maybe getting tagged. I don't really want to have to wear a bulletproof vest. Know what I mean? I don't mind going near an encampment. I don't mind middle of the day, that kind of thing. But when you start talking with those people are already just whacked out of their heads. So it's a concern for safety. And where do those bullets go? And are they just going to shoot into houses next? The answer is, yes, it's a concern for safety. And where do the bullets go? They go wherever they're shot. And unfortunately, that could be anywhere. And are they just going to shoot into houses next? Probably not randomly, but that could happen as well, right? I mean, I don't think that they're just going randomly up to houses and shooting in them. But, you know, stray round comes into your house and takes you out. Yeah, that's a little bit more than just concern. I am concerned for my safety. Yeah, you think, huh? Rose said police responded that night to check for shell casings, but never saw any arrests made or anyone held accountable. Well, did you have any eyewitnesses that, you know, can identify these folks? And even if you did, Portland isn't exactly the city right now where that's going to go down well. Yeah, you might have shot a round or two into the, you know, neighbor's fence over there. All right, that's just any given night in Portland, right? While police have not yet confirmed if the shooter lives in the camp, Roe added the encampment, which has taken up both sides of Southeast Ash between 81st and 82nd, has rapidly grown in recent weeks. Probably had some sweeps elsewhere in the city, and those folks needed to go somewhere, and here they are. And now you've got rounds being shot in your neighborhood, on your front porch, on your back porch, whatever it was. So Southeast Ash between 81st and 82nd, just lining the street. That's not good. When they get to an encampment that has 40 or 50 different people, there's going to be some bad elements in an otherwise peaceful camp, Rose said. This is a Portland resident who just had rounds go off, and he is defending the majority of the people in the encampments. And you wonder where people get the votes to keep in the politicians that are responsible for this kind of stuff. You just heard it right here. When they get to an encampment that has 40 or 50 different people, there's going to be some bad elements in an otherwise peaceful camp. I never see any long-term encampment that doesn't at some point have just multiple issues with it, whether it's people getting into a fight, domestic violence, somebody getting stabbed, somebody swinging a sword around, somebody with a gun, somebody lighting somebody else's tent on fire, having fires in general that they shouldn't have, stealing stuff, stealing cars, stolen property, buying stolen property. All of those things go on in just about every encampment that is out there, right? You might have some smaller ones where you've got a couple of people that are just, there's a reason they're off doing their own thing. But the vast majority of these, they're just crime-ridden encampments. There's no other way to identify it. But you've got a homeowner here saying it's not all bad. Okay, I would disagree and say the element of crime that is there, that's going to impact you more than you should let on by just saying, well, it's a little bit of a concern. You could die. So there's that. That's concerning to me and for your safety as well. They don't really have anywhere else to go. So just being sweeping them, it's just moving the problem somewhere else. What about the city-run shelters? What about, you know, county housing? A lot of the guys shooting the guns, they don't want to be in a shelter, do they? Because they don't allow guns in the shelter. They don't allow the sale of drugs. Guaranteed. This was a beef over a drug deal gone bad. Just going to throw that out there. Or it was a beef over stolen property. Some kind of beef like that. Because these invariably, that's what they are. And what do you want to bet? There was some gang violence involved here, right? I mean, there's zero information that leads you to believe that. But so often, that is literally what's going on. And, you know, statistically, super high. It's proven. We've got in Portland, mayor spent $2.4 million figuring out that a couple hundred people are responsible for, you know, good percentage of the crimes and shootings that go on in Portland. They know who does it. They know who does it. Now they just got to, you know, get enough personnel and prosecutors and judges on board that are going to buy this. And that's where it breaks down, because you've got people like this guy right here. Oh, they don't really have anywhere else to go. They're mostly peaceful. That's the reason you've got this stuff happening, then not enough pushback. Whereas you had that happen here in Bellevue, and folks want me to do a Bellevue versus Seattle video where I'm from and my business is located. People can't quite understand the whole concept that even though we're a few miles away, it's worlds apart as far as what goes on in Seattle versus what goes on in here in Bellevue. You have that kind of thing like we just talked about here in Bellevue happen? Yeah, there's going to be some people that are more than concerned and they are going to get results because that's just kind of how the Bellevue community handles things, right? Very aware. People are very, very aware of what's going on to the point where I read a post on one of my neighbors across the street from me. He apparently had maybe some water leaking out from his hose, and because he was, I don't know, watering the lawn or something. And there was this big long thread of, okay, neighbor at this house right here. And I'm like, that's my neighbor across the street. He's got water going out into the street. He wasn't available. I went up and banged on his front door. Couldn't find him. You know, just really hyper aware folks. You know what I mean? Just they're on it. They're on top of it. They're all over it. So if you get a backfire, we had a couple of F-15s fly overhead for the University of Washington football game, came over our neighborhood. I mean, just roaring over. A lot of people are like, oh, where's the loud sound from the sky coming from? You know, just people are on it. Here in Portland, well, now they know everyone is going to think that they're part of it, but I know that that is not as true. And I know everyone is an individual. So even though he's got gunshots going on outside of his house, he's still like, he's still, Rose said that he believes not everyone in the camps are bad. And while some are involved in crimes like the shooting or petty theft or ruining things for everybody else, he hopes that those truly in need can get help before they or someone else are a victim of the crime spilling out of the camps. Well, I hope that those people can get help as well. But in a homeless encampment where you've got this kind of thing going on, that's not where you want people to be living. And, you know, if you want to say, hey, the vast majority of these people are peaceful, all right, but they are part of the problem. If they're doing a bunch of drugs, if they're crazy, you know, they contribute to that whole thing where, okay, yeah, not in my backyard, because nobody wants the litany of nonsense that comes from being close to these homeless encampments. Nobody wants that as an influence in their community. They don't. Shouldn't have to have it. And yet it's got to go somewhere, right? We don't have the spots to put people, or we claim that we don't. And in Portland, yeah, they're so overrun with what's going on that, yeah, they're back, you know, it's almost like it's hopeless. And that's why I've been covering Portland so often, because I really feel like Portland is at kind of a low point. They're experiencing, you know, a downward trend and a low point. And, you know, their mayor is frustrated. Everybody in the community is frustrated. Crime just seems to be going up. Doesn't seem to be any real getting their hands around solutions to solve these situations. And so, you know, further spotlight needs to be put on this to the point where people are making things known. All right. Yeah, this isn't okay. So until this guy gets pissed off and says, enough, enough, don't care who you are. If you're in an encampment, you're responsible for this stuff. Collectively, you're responsible. Go live in a shelter. Need to disband this encampment because of this, 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 and this that I've witnessed. Until citizens of Portland get to that stage, this stuff is just going to keep on going because they're justifying all these folks living in there. Well, they're mostly peaceful. Uh-huh. All right. Well, maybe they are, but there's a certain percentage that are not peaceful that are making your lives miserable and are responsible for this kind of stuff within your community. Until there's pushback on that, just, you know, 100%, you're going to have these situations keep on going. So the Coin6, the local network down in Portland, they reached out to Portland police about neighbor concerns and were referred to the Enhanced Community Safety Team. Still waiting to hear back. Gunshots in Portland, that is a nightly occurrence, right? Especially depending on what neighborhood you're in. It might be multiple times per neighborhood. I get, you know, stories all the time, comments sent to me. Yeah, I live here. Man, it's brutal. Where people that work there. Yeah, I live and work in downtown. It's not good. I have liberal friends that go there and they're like, good Lord, Sean, you were right. Portland is rough. You know, these are people that believe the best in people. And yet, and they're like, oh, yeah, that's not working out. You got a bunch of gunshots in your neighborhood. That's not for me. And then a lot of folks want to say, well, then just move out. All right. How about pushing back? How about pushing back on what's going on? Got to do some of that. People don't want to get involved. They want to believe the best in people. Yeah, that's why I think Portland is on the front end of, you know, seeing some just crazy stuff go on, whatever that is. I think that, you know, you're going to have a real meltdown at some point because all these stories can't happen. This trajectory can't happen with all this. It feels like speeding up. And that's why I do these one-off podcasts that cover just a little tiny topic. All right, one dude had a bunch of gunshots go off in his neighborhood. But collectively, you put all that together, where are things headed? Well, in my opinion, not in the right direction. And I will keep podcasting for you right here on News for Reasonable People. Thanks so much for joining. I'll catch up with you in the next one. Until then, bye for now.